Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 326, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 326. I am forever an effect of God. Father, I was created in your mind, a holy thought that never left its home. I am forever your effect, and you forever and forever are my cause. As you created me, I have remained. Where you establish me, I still abide. And all your attributes abide in me, because it is your will to have a son so like his father that the father and the son are indistinguishable. Let me know that I am an effect of God, and so I have the power to create like you. And as it is in heaven, so on earth. Your plan I follow here. And at the end, I know that you will gather your effects into the tranquil heaven of your love, where earth will vanish and all separate thoughts unite in glory as the Son of God. Amen. Let us today behold earth disappear, at first transformed and then forgiven, fade entirely into God's holy will. I am forever an effect of God. As I contemplate this lesson, I get drawn back to the first part of sentence 8, which says, Father, your plan I follow here. And I stop and I get grounded in what that plan is. He has told me throughout this workbook, the plan is for me to remember the truth of who I am. Before coming up to do my contemplation, I had just finished some meditation and I was downstairs. I was preparing a cup of coffee and was thinking about a conversation I had had with my husband's college friends the day before. And they had talked about how they were doing a caveman diet. And as I was preparing my coffee, I was wondering what a caveman eats. And then my husband came into the room and I asked him, what would a caveman eat? And he asked, what are you talking about? I said, remember your friend said they were eating a caveman diet? And he said he didn't remember that. And I saw the mind immediately judge him for not having remembered this about his friends. After all, they are his friends. Doesn't he care about them? And then I came up to contemplate this lesson. And when I look at this line, your plan I follow here, and I am forever an effect of God. What I came to realize is that when his friends had been telling us about the caveman diet, I believed them. I believed that the caveman diet was their truth. I full-heartedly got behind them in their truth that this caveman diet was important to them. And then, when my husband didn't remember it, I judged him for not getting behind his friend's truth, for not remembering what was important to them. And then when I read this lesson, I am an effect of God, and his plan I follow here, I realized that I had been caught up in believing an untruth. I had believed his friends when they said their truth was the caveman diet was important to them. But that's not their truth. Yet I had gotten behind it full-heartedly and then judged my husband for not having gotten behind it. I was irritated that my husband had not adopted a belief in a non-truth. I was judging my husband for that. I am forever an effect of God. I am not an effect of myself. So this lesson has helped me see how I get caught up into believing non-truths when other people say them and are believing them about themselves. I can see how I get tricked into not seeing through the false belief with Christ's eyes, but instead get stuck at the forefront of it, believing it, not seeing past the facade. I see how I was believing in the facade and then judging others, my husband, for not believing in the facade. It's shown me how easily I get drawn into supporting the facade of others and myself. Seeing how upside down it is, that the one who remembers the story and believes in the facade and talks about the facade, believing it as being helpful and loving, yet the one who is letting the facade go, see through it, past it, not talking about it, not believing in it, this is seen as being uncaring. This is where discernment comes in, where compassion becomes true compassion. When we can see through the facade, see through with Christ's eyes to the truth, and comfort the one who is believing in the false by showing them in whatever way we discern is the means to show it, showing that we are forever an effect of God and nothing else, that we are not the effect of our own illusions. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, thank you for alerting me to the traps I have fell into. Thank you for guiding me ever so gently, with compassion and love, to the truth. Help me today to remember I am forever an effect of God. And that the plan I do will to follow is God's plan, to know only the truth, to know only love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We settle in to a peaceful position. And we allow a steady mind. We allow ourselves for the next few minutes to have nowhere to go, to have nothing to do, and nothing to fix. We ground ourselves in our truth, what we know to be absolute truth. We ask Spirit to guide us in uncovering whatever untruths we have falsely believed in. Thank you for joining with me in remembering our truth, that we are forever an effect of God. Namaste.